Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know his lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, riding a wave of good fortune, Lum and Abner received a $10,000 check from Mr. Chancellor for rights to the story of their mine entrapment, which the author now plans to make into a Broadway play. They hastened to the county seat yesterday, but the bank delayed cashing the check until it is cleared. However, Lum mortgaged the store for $950. And, still astride the wave of good fortune, bought a diamond from a stranger. A diamond which the jeweler later appraised at many times its purchase price. As we look in on the old fellows now, we find them preparing to return to Pine Ridge. Listen.
Well, Lum, I believe we better go over and sit in the mail hack instead of here on this bench.
No, it's all right. I talked to the mail hack driver, so he knows we're going to ride back to Pine Ridge with him. He said he'd let us know when he's ready to start.
Well, I sure hope he does. I don't want to miss him again today, I know that.
No, don't worry. We won't miss him.
That's what you said yesterday. But we're still here at the county seat. Had to sleep all night long in that little old stuffy room. Elizabeth more likely's worried herself half to death wondering why I never got home yesterday.
Oh, she wouldn't worry as long as she knows you're with me.
Lum, the last time I was with you, a whole mine caved in on our heads. Oh, that little old room we had was the worst place to try to sleep in, and that mine was, too.
Well, if you got any sleep at all, you're lucky. I never slept a wink all night.
You never?
No, just kept worrying about somebody coming in and stealing that diamond off of me.
Oh?
Every little noise I heard, I thought sure it was a robber.
Yeah, well, no robber could have got in there the way you had the furniture stacked up again the door and the window pulled down tight, shut, and locked. I believe we breathed up all the air that was in there by midnight anyway.
Well, Abner, when you're toting around a diamond worth millions and thousands of dollars, you just can't take no chances.
Well, if you'd have taken that jeweler feller's offer, we wouldn't have had all that worry and trouble.
Well, I don't want to take up nobody's offer. I bought this diamond to give to Miss Emmeline for an engagement ring, not to sell.
Yeah, but just look at all the money you could have made off of it, Lum. You just paid that little old feller in the black hat $950 for it, and that jeweler offered you $3,000 cash money.
I know he did.
Well, that's what I call a profit, and you turned it down.
How many times do I have to tell you I ain't interested in making no profit on this? I got this to give to Miss Emmeline. I wanted the biggest diamond I could find, and I, Granny's, I got it.
Yeah. Well, you're missing an awful good chance to make yourself some money there.
I don't care about that. I'm just satisfied that I got such a good bargain on the diamond.
Yeah, but just think, Lum, $2,000 profit. I know, just wait a minute. I just happen to think of something here.
Huh?
You're just the same as beating me out of $1,000.
Beating you out of $1,000?
Why, sure you are.
I never beat nobody out of nothing in my life. I don't see how you figure it.
Well, yesterday I owned a half interest in that diamond because you mortgaged our store to buy it. You ain't forgot I own half of that store, have you?
Yeah, but I said that was just temporary. Just till that $10,000 check we got from Mr. Chancellor clears at the bank.
Yeah, but they said that'd take a few days. So right now I own a half interest in the diamond. And that means that I get half the profits if we sold it. And you wouldn't sell it, so... Doggett, you just beat me out of that money.
Well, now, wait a minute, Abner.
No,
just
sir.
Wait a minute. That's not quite the way to look at it, I don't think.
That's the way I look at it. Don't know why I never thought about this before. Come on, Doggett, let's go back to that jewelry store.
Well, we ain't
right
got
now.
Time. We'll miss the mail hack if
I
we do.
I don't care if we do. Them profits, we could buy a mail hack of our own to drive back any time we want to. Come on now, Doggett.
Well, now, wait
go
a minute,
back.
Abner.
Come on.
Don't you want me to get engaged to Miss Emmeline?
Well, sure I do, but I don't...
Do you want to see me a sad, lonely old bachelor with nobody to look after me?
Well, no, of course not, Lum.
Don't you want me to know the joys of wedded bliss?
Well, sure, Lum, but out of the money you make, why, you can buy Miss Emmeline two or three engagement diamonds.
Not the size of this one, I can't.
Oh.
You've seen the ones in the catalog yourself. None of them compared with this one. And they cost more, too.
Well, yeah, you're right about that, I reckon, Lum, but I still say we missed a big chance. Way that jeweler feller acted, I know good and well he'd have gone a lot higher than $3,000 for it.
Oh, I don't think so. He was mostly just curious about how we got it. Sort of mad, I think.
Mad?
Well, yeah. See, that short feller in the black hat had been hanging around the jeweler's store trying to sell him the diamond. But the jeweler thought it was just some flying-by-night scheme and wouldn't even look at it.
Yeah, I heard him say that.
Then when he discovered how valuable it was, he couldn't understand how come the feller never sold it so cheap.
Well, you know, there's something that I can't understand neither, Long. Why you reckon did he do that?
Well, that's easy. It was just because I drove such a hard bargain with him.
You did?
I'm just a good business head, that's all.
Oh, well, I never noticed you driving no big bargain. Feller give you a price, and you said you never had that much. So he asked you how much you did have, and you told him, and he took it and give you the diamond. I don't see nothing so hard about that.
Yeah, I wish I'd have said about $650.
Ah.
Or $949.
Oh, yeah.
Saved a dollar there. Well, the fact still shows that I got it awful cheap, and that's what counts.
Well, yeah, you've done that all right. I'll admit that.
And I'll tell you something else. Old Squire Skimp's going to be surprised to death when I tell him how good I done.
Squire?
Oh, yeah. He never could have got me one the size of this one.
Oh, no.
I'll show Squire he ain't the only one that's got connections for buying stuff.
And I still think, Long, we ought to go back to that jewelry store and...
Well, we can't now, Abner, because yonder comes the mail heck right now.
Yeah, well, maybe he'll wait for us now.
No, the mail can't wait.
Huh?
Besides, we got to get back to Pine Ridge. Ain't no telling how Grandpappy Spears is running the store. More than likely just sitting there sleeping.
Hello? Hello, is anybody here?
What's that? Hey, what's that?
Oh, well, there you are, Grandpappy.
Howdy, Squire.
Catching up on your sleep, I see.
No, I'm just sitting here thinking. Just sort of resting my eyes a little bit. Yeah, grocery business is hard work, Squire.
Yes, I can see it is. Where about your lum, Grandpappy?
Him and Abner ain't back from the county seat yet. I expected them home yesterday, but they ain't showed up yet.
They haven't.
No, I don't know what's keeping them. Anything I can do for you, Squire?
No, thank you. I just had a little business I want to transact with Lum. Tell him to call me when he does get in, Grandpap.
Yeah, all right, Squire.
Well, I'll see you later. I believe that was the store's ring there, Grandpap.
I never heard the thing ring even.
So long.
Yeah, so long, Squire. Hello, Spears Residence. No, what is this now? Oh, yeah, jot them down, store and library. Milford Avery Spears talking. Why, no, they ain't showed up yet, Elizabeth. No, never called or nothing. Well, now, wait a minute. They might have called this morning. See, I got down here pretty late because I weren't expecting to have to be here at all. And yeah. Well, quick as I hear anything, wait a minute. No, somebody's coming in. I thought for a minute it might be Lum, but it ain't. And I don't know who it is, some feller I ain't never saw before. Drummer, I reckon. Well, I'll let you know if I hear anything. Yes, Mom. I'll be with you in just a minute, mister. Yeah, all right, Elizabeth. Goodbye. All right, now, what can I do for you, sir?
I am a man of plain words, and to the point I shall come immediately.
Well, good. You're a stranger here in town, ain't you?
Yes.
I noticed you talk kind of cuter there. Where about you from?
Let us not waste time on trivialities. I think you know why I have come.
Yeah, let's see if I can guess. Is it the special on peanut butter?
Peanut butter?
Yeah, buy one jar for the regular price, and we throw in another jar for just a penny. Ain't got much left, though. Cedric's Mike and I bought it all up. Cedric Weehunt. He's a boy around town here. He's in the fourth reader and he works over at the war plant.
You seek to evade the issue. Where is it?
Sitting right there back of you. Just got the plain kind left, though. The chunk style's done sold out.
You know what I mean. I know you are in possession of it. So do not try to deceive.
Huh?
You have nothing to fear. Return it and I shall repay you well. The money means nothing.
What in a pigeon-toed world are you talking about, anyway?
It is no use to deceive. I know everything. You bought it from a little man wearing a black hat.
I did.
You paid $950 for it.
Well, I never paid $950 for nothing in my whole life. Space or something I ain't even saw yet. What is it?
Do not talk like a fool. Where is the diamond?
Diamond?
Where is it?
I ain't got no diamond, and I never have had one. Don't want one.
You speak an untruth. Where were you yesterday?
Yesterday I was right here, sitting in this store. Sat here all day long. Anybody will tell you that. Ask Dick Huddleston. Ask anybody.
You were not out of town?
Why, no, not lately. I ain't been out of town since, the Silver Cornet Band went to Fayetteville for the contest in 34, I believe it was.
That's
swine. Huh?
A plague on his black hat. Even in death, he cannot tell the truth.
Death? Did somebody die?
Of course. That is the fate of all who come into possession of the Kunlun Diamond.
Kunlun Diamond?
But I shall find it. I shall follow its path of death and destruction. None yet have escaped its curse.